Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, my hometown, out on the edge of the prairie. It's been a very mild winter here so far. It was temperature in the 30s here this last week, which makes us feel very uneasy. We watched this big storm in New England, Boston, New York City, Long Island, my heavens. And we saw them on the news. We used to be on the news, you know, with snow blowing horizontally. But here it was people on the Upper West Side of Manhattan, for goodness sake, walking down Columbus Avenue, leaning into the snow and snow beating on them. Here they are in this heroic situation that you and I here in Minnesota used to be in. That used to be us, but no more. We have an undeserved reputation, and this is going to peter out in no time. I mean, you come from Minnesota. People ask you where you're from. You say Minnesota, and people say, oh, wow, it gets cold there, doesn't it? I was down in the Carolinas here this last week. Georgia, Minnesota, boy, this is nothing to you, this weather. Well, actually, it was colder in Durham, North Carolina, than it was back home. But who was going to tell them that? Not me, but eventually, your big reputation peters out, and Boston, Buffalo, Long Island, Connecticut become the new winter capitals of America, and you run into people, and they ask you where you're from. You say Minnesota, and they'll say, oh, you get some light snow flurries there, don't you? It gets down into the upper 30s up there in Minnesota. No, this was our calling card, people. If we were from Minnesota, it's like if somebody had asked you, what do? You say, well, I'm a flying Walenda. You know, I walk a tightrope. I'm from the Bronx. I'm from Bed-Stuyvesant. I'm from South L.A. You get a reputation as being tough, but no more. It's passing away. Some people want this in Minnesota. They want Minnesota to get past its, wow, it sure gets cold there status, and to be known as an arts mecca. These are mostly men with striped pastel shirts and loafers with tassels, and they want us to be an arts mecca. But Boston, New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, they have that locked up. You're never, ever, when you say, I'm from Minnesota, going to hear people say, oh, they have a number of theaters there, don't they? No, the answer is no, N-O, no. We're never going to have that. I mean, having the arts is wonderful. It's wonderful for the economy. It's wonderful for kids coming up. It's wonderful for all sorts of people. But it does not serve your reputation. It's not a macho thing. We need that. We need a hard, cold winter to demonstrate competence. Especially those of us who had a liberal arts education. When else do you get the chance, people? No, you need a good, hard winter, and you need a lot of snow, and you walk out of your house and you hear the scream of tires spinning, and you smell burning tires, and you look across the street and here's a big car that's stuck. It's stuck in a snowbank, and you walk over there, and because you were a Boy Scout after all, and you walk over, and there's a woman at the wheel, and she is screaming behind her closed windows. Her hair is wild. She's just at her wit's end, and you tap, 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 tap on the window, and you say, let me do that for you. And so she gets out, and you sit in there. And even if it is an automatic transmission, still you know how to rock the car forward and backward, forward and backward, forward and back. Rock it back and forth, back and forth. And then you can feel you're just about there over the hump, and whoa, off you go. She is so grateful. You wave away her $5 bill. No, 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 because you've gotten your reward now. You've gotten a feeling of competence, which is rare in adult life. I mean, you study hard, children. You study hard to become a grown-up, and you realize when you get there, there's not much to it, really. It's actually pretty easy. You don't need competence to be a parent. God knows. I mean, you need sainthood, yes. You need magical thinking, but you don't need to be that competent. It's so rare that you gain this sense of being able-bodied in this world. You walk out of your house in a very bitterly cold morning and you hear the click, click, click from next door of the dead battery, and it's your neighbor, it's your snooty neighbor, the very one you were hoping would have car problems. You've been hoping that for this for years. You jump in your car and you race over there and you pull into his driveway and you park nose to nose with his car, and you get out and you find his hood latch, and you lift it up before he can object. You lift it up and you lift up yours. You get out your jumper cables and you fasten them negative to negative, positive to, and then before you put that last clamp on, you say, "Okay, you all set?" You clamp that one on the positive and you yell, "Contact!" And he turns his switch and it starts right up, his pitiful gratitude. Oh, it's so much fun, so much fun. He's looked down on you for years, and now here he is, and he owes you one. He didn't want to, but he does. And he, "Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. No, 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 no. It was my pleasure," you say. "Oh, indeed it was, more than he'll ever know." It's a chance to show that you are able to do things when it's really, really cold out. You get a call from your next door neighbor's wife who says, "Our furnace has gone out and we can't get a repairman here." And so you run over there and you check the shut off valve and the intake vent and you look around and you can see that her husband has tried to fix it. There are tools scattered here on the floor. There's a jackhammer and there's a chainsaw and enormous wrenches and screwdrivers and so on. And you can see from the marks on the walls that he had a temper tantrum and he was throwing things. And now you can hear him breathing. He's ashamed. He's gone off into the laundry room. He's hiding in there as you relight the pilot light. Whoomp, whoomp. And it's all lit. You walk upstairs, "All done, okay. Anything else? Anything else I can do for you? You want me to thaw out those pipes in your bathroom?" You get out a hair dryer, you thaw those pipes out, and you it's all done. It's all fixed. Winter, this is when you get a chance to do this. You're walking back home from having done all this for your neighbor, and here is a woman, a beautiful young woman who is lying in a snowbank, and she seems to be wearing a negligee, a sort of a pale pink negligee, and she's suffering from hypothermia. And as you learned in Scouts, even though some doctors may disagree with this, you help her home and you averting your eyes, you undress her and undress yourself, you crawl into a sleeping bag, and her life is saved, and she is so grateful, so very grateful. "No, no, no, no. It's my pleasure," you say. My pleasure. What do you get to do when it's warm like this? Nothing, nothing. Nothing at all. Maybe a little seasonal affect disorder, you know, some little vitamin D deficiency or something. That's nothing. That's nothing. Send us winter again, God. We need this. We need this in more ways than one. That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good looking, all the children are above average.